That's right, en direct avec Doc Olivier, c'est maintenant. Pousse le volume à 11.
Et oui, c'est encore le Doc. Bonsoir à tous. Tout de suite, nous allons retrouver notre ami Eric. Hop. Hello, Eric.
What's up, man? How are you?
Ah, fine. So it's a great pleasure to see you on Facebook with Vinyl Time Classic Rock Radio with le Doc. So thank you so much for accepting my invitation. I would like to say this is just a short video to the listener tonight to see what is Wild Street now. We are different single with coming. We have to speak about Set It Off, Set It Off. thanks so much, Eric, to accept my invitation again. So I just turn in French for some words, and after that we go directly in English, and I translate in same times. We are on a live session on Facebook, as you know, so maybe we have some questions provided by the listener from Vinyl Time, or maybe some fans for Wild Street. I know that you have shared a lot of message, so maybe we have some questions directly by the listener. So let's go for this. Bonsoir à tous. Donc, Eric Jake est avec nous, c'est le chanteur, guitariste de Wild Street, les amis. Voilà, le single vient de sortir, c'est Set It Off, Set It Off, it's a time for Set It Off. Et on va parler du groupe. Alors, le groupe, on va discuter avec lui, mais c'est un groupe qui est quand même sorti, qui a été créé en 2006, et puis qui a eu un petit trou de passage. Mais on va en parler un petit peu avec lui, et puis on écoutera, il y a eu d'autres titres, il y a eu Still Love You, on lui demandera un petit peu où est-ce qu'il en est, ce qu'ils vont faire avec le groupe, comment il tourne. Et puis, c'est quand même un groupe qui vient souvent en Europe, et Eric, il vient souvent jouer avec son groupe en Europe, et normalement, ils doivent venir en Belgique, cette année. C'est pas sûr que ça se fasse, mais en tout cas, on ira. So, Eric, first of all, thank you so much. The first question is very simple, because with the COVID, maybe we have just to say, how are you?
All right. I'm doing good. It's good to finally meet you in this strange online format, but yeah, it's good to meet you, and I'm happy to talk about Set It Off and everything. That's everything Wild Street today, so we'll have a good time.
So first of all, we have you have Christian. We said hello, Eric. This is Christian for the No Name Agency, so he's a contact for you in Europe with Axel. So
Christian, hey, Christian.
Say hello to Eric. So Eric, before we speak about this new single that's coming on the 15th of February, I would like to say 5 days ago. We have to talk about the band, because this is not Wild Street is not a new band. Maybe it's a new band, but not totally a new one. It's created in 2006. We create some music, you tour, you have a large breakdown, and you come back with new stuff. Today, it is for you a new beginning.
Yeah, I would say that's the whole point of Wild Street 3. It's like, we're not the same band that we were back in 2009 when we released our first record. Like, that would be ridiculous if we were. But, we have you know, we explore different subgenres of rock music, and but it's all Wild Street. It all sounds like Wild Street. So, and it's fun, and people, you know, people have fun when they see us play, and Wild Street's fun.
Ouais, alors la première question, c'était simplement, alors Wild Street, le groupe a été créé en 2006, et puis il y a eu quelques tournées pendant 2009, ils ont tourné longtemps, puis ils se sont arrêtés pendant 2 ans et demi, et puis après le groupe a un peu changé, ils sont revenus, et donc je lui demandais si c'était une nouvelle vie, et oui, il dit, oui, ça n'a plus rien à voir avec le début, mais en fin de compte, c'est, les gens viennent voir Wild Street, ils prennent du temps, ils prennent du plaisir, et puis on est très content de pouvoir avoir Eric qui nous parle de Wild Street. So now set it off. It just come back on the 15th of February. I see a lot of message or positive message. Are you happy with this single? And I think my next question is, what is the next plan just after the single, Eric?
Well, yeah, I feel like this single is, we know, like, well, we've played this song live since 2019, since our Europe tour, and like it's easy to sing back, so you know, I feel like the song is universal. It's like it's an arena rock song, and it people seem to like it, so that's what I'm trying to say. Man, it's early in the day for me. You know what I'm talking about? <It's> like...
Bah c'est comme il le dit, hein, c'est voilà, l'album est sorti, le single est sorti, il y a plein de bonnes choses. On entend, il faut aller le voir. Le single s'appelle Sell It Off. Il est sur les plateformes Spotify. Vous pouvez le trouver sur Spotify, Deezer. Vous allez l'écouter. Il a été dans la rotation de cette semaine et comme il le dit, bah, c'est un morceau qui joue depuis longtemps, qu'ils ont remis au goût du jour et donc le single est disponible et on peut l'écouter. Before Sell It Off, you realize Still Love You with Little Bit Different, like Set It Off. What is the message between these two songs, Eric, Still Love You and Set It Off? Do you go back, or maybe do you go to a new record as soon as possible?
Okay, so yeah, Still Love You is like looking at the positive side of ending a relationship, right? It's like the relationship is over, I'm okay with it, and the other person's okay with it. You know, did you watch the video? The video is pretty awesome.
Yeah, yes.
That was a lot of fun. We had this space in Brooklyn, and it had like all these different rooms with different things in it, and it was like the perfect setting for this kind of crazy, like, Alice in Wonderland kind of video that we made, you know. So if you haven't watched Still Love You music video, go on our YouTube channel, Wild Street, and you know, check it out. I think you'll like it.
I think I like it. Ouais, donc les deux derniers singles qui sont sortis, donc Still Love You et le Set It Off, donc qui est sorti le 15. Le Still Love You, bah c'est, il est sorti un petit peu. Il y a un clip qui est très bien fait, très amusant. Allez le regarder sur la page YouTube. Et puis ça reste un titre qui est hyper sympa. Par contre, il a pas répondu sur le l'album à venir, mais on lui demandera dans un instant. Eric, first question for a French fan. We said, are you the same? Are you the Eric for the interview? Are you the same in life? And we have the same look each days.
Well, actually, let me tell you a story. So the first time I met Jimmy, right? Like, he was like, kind of like, you know, we exchanged photos, right? This is on Craigslist in 2005, 2006, 2000, whatever it was. And he, you know, he was auditioning for guitar from my old band. And he like, he comes and he comes to rehearsal, and then he, you know, we hit it off pretty good right away. And then like, he's like, yo, Eric doesn't dress like this. This is Eric, you know, just like, cause like, let's face it. Yeah. You kind of can't not look like this when you look like this. Pretty hard. But yeah, like, you know, I guess at first it was like, you know, I dressed in a certain way, and then it kind of just became me. So
you are you. You are totally you. By the way, is you.
Let's wish Jimmy a happy birthday right now.
Yes, happy birthday to Jimmy. C'est le donc il a dit effectivement c'est voilà on est sur une fête parce que c'est l'anniversaire du guitariste Jimmy dans un instant donc je pense que Eric après va aller faire la fête avec ses camarades et fêter l'anniversaire. So we said happy birthday to Jimmy and maybe after that this is a big sound music. I don't know. So I think this is a great day for Jimmy and for the rest of the band. And I think this is the target today for Wild Street, direct in New York with Eric. Donc, on est toujours en direct avec Eric depuis New York. I have one question from the chat again, Eric. One person said it's a little bit strange to see a glam band from New York.
Really? What about the New York Dolls?
what do you think about that? Is it strange for you, or it is normal to see different town with glam? I don't know, Houston or something like that. Or it is purely from LA and that's all?
Well, I'd say that you know. Again, like I'll accept the term glam rock because yes, I like bands that are glam rock. I like glitter rock. I like glam rock. I like sleaze rock. I like all kinds of rock. But truthfully, we're like a separate kind of rock music. We're New York City rock and roll.
Yeah, New York City rock and roll. That sounds very good, huh? This is like Vinyl Times rock. Donc Arak, bah tu as ta réponse effectivement. Bon, le terme glam, il est un peu tout, glam rock, sleaze rock, voilà tout ce qui est autour du rock. Et puis que ça soit, il dit que New York, c'est au top. Et effectivement, c'est un peu, voilà, c'est étonnant, mais bon, ça reste, voilà, ça reste un bon moment. Et puis, Eric est quand même un mec hyper sympa. Et que ça soit glam ou tout ce qu'on veut autour du glam. La musique de Wild Street est quand même très, très bonne. Donc, je rappelle, Set It Off, 15 février, vous pouvez aller le regarder. Et puis, je pense qu'on peut mettre des petits messages et laisser un message au groupe. So, I said, Eric, now the Set It Off is live five days now. So, maybe the French listener can put some feedback on the Facebook page of Wild Street and put some words to say it's a good one, it's a beautiful song, etc., etc. And maybe the band come back to the listener to say, okay, thank you so much for the feedback and so on and so on. So I think you are a band who's played a lot of times. Now it's a little bit difficult due to this COVID to have a live show. What are the band plan now for this is first one release a CD and after that come back on the stage, or maybe you have the possibility to have some concert and move very quickly on 2021 for release a new CD? What is the plan for the band now?
Okay.
Except the birthday of your guitar players in few minutes. Huh?
So we do have our first show back on the 27th of February, and we're playing at Bar 13 in Delaware, and so after that we're the Wild Street 3, our full length album, which has taken 10 years to release. So it comes out in May, and between February 27th and May, we have like a 3-week long Midwest tour. But we have bigger shows and stuff coming towards the middle of the year, towards summer. So this is all like just getting back into it and getting our feet wet. Like, I can't wait, honestly.
Comme il a dit, donc le 27 février, ils ont un concert dans le Delaware, dans un bar, et puis après, ils ont une tournée de 3 semaines, et ils sortiront donc le disque en mai. Durant cette période-là, ils vont tourner parce qu'aux États-Unis, ça tourne et ils ont des concerts. Eux, ils ont des concerts. So you have some concert, not in Europe, not in France, but you have some concert, and it's totally crazy to say that in US you have some concert and in France nothing.
Well, yeah, we dealt with it for a long time. I guess you know, we'll be in Europe again real soon.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yes, for sure. So I just oui, effectivement. Donc, les concerts, ils en ont beaucoup. Nous, on n'en a pas du tout. Et normalement, Wild Street devait être un des groupes qui devait jouer en Belgique. So I just explained to the listener, Eric, that normally we have some gigs in Europe and in Belgium. Normally, this is the Wild Fest. I think for sure the Wild Fest must be postponed for 2021 and must be come back on 2022. But you play a lot of concerts in Europe, in fact, because you play sometimes in your country, but you pass a lot of times in Europe. And what is the difference for you when we play in your country and when we play in Europe? Do you see some difference between the fans or something like that? It is very different, or this is totally the same? Everybody is totally crazy.
Well, I'd say that our fans in Europe tend to be a little younger than our fans in the States, but that's the way we thought of it in the old days. Who knows where it is right now? All I know is that everybody's crazy at Wild Street shows, and they're so much fun that and yeah, with Europe fans, they kick ass.
Alors, je lui posais la question parce qu'ils jouent beaucoup de concerts, ils font beaucoup de concerts en Europe, ils font beaucoup de concerts aussi aux États-Unis. Et puis, quelle était la différence entre les deux publics? Est-ce qu'on était plus fou d'un côté, plus fou de l'autre? Comme il le dit, on kick les ass, hein, on kick ass en Europe et on donne des coups de pied au cul et c'est toujours des grands concerts. Alors moi, je pense que je les ai vus une fois, mais je me rappelle plus où. C'est ce que j'ai dit la première fois que j'ai rencontré et discuté avec Eric. Et franchement, c'est des groupes à aller voir parce que c'est plein d'énergie et j'espère qu'on aura la chance de les voir. So maybe Eric, I hope I cross my finger. I hope we can see one or two dates in France. For the 2022, I hope we have a tour with I don't know who, but maybe we can see you in 2022 for sure in France. I don't remember, but for me, you don't play in France since the beginning of Wild Street. It is correct.
No, we did have a few shows booked though for last year, but obviously they were canceled. But yeah, we'll definitely make it over there and. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to blow. Like, I don't want to talk about too much.
And get into trouble. No. Yeah. Yeah. Voilà. Il y a jamais eu de concert en France. Alors, je sais qu'il y en avait qui étaient prévus, mais donc, comme le dit Eric, ils ont été annulés. Et puis, j'espère qu'on aura la chance de les voir. En tout cas, on travaille pour les. Enfin, Christian. Travail pour les faire venir. So, just few words for Christian who is on the chat. He said, cross finger for Wild Street and maybe we work to find some gigs in France for sure.
Yeah.
So, I read an old interview of you, Eric, in internet and, I would like to know why do you call yourself the Peter Pan of sleaze rock? It's totally crazy. I read this one on don't remember on the website, but why you speak about Peter Pan? Are you Peter Pan?
Well, you know, I just never want to grow up. I think that says it all. I'll probably look like this when I'm 75. You know what I mean?
Donc j'ai lu quelque part qu'effectivement il se considérait comme le Peter Pan du sleaze rock. Alors je lui ai posé la question pourquoi il se faisait appeler comme ça. Bah il dit j'ai jamais grandi en fait. Alors bon, ça doit être un jour où j'avais été dans un bar ou un truc comme ça et puis c'est sorti de ma tête. Et voilà, donc c'est pourquoi il dit ça. Another word about your release, Eric. You release I would like to say with the old band some music, and it's very long now. And I know that in a few minutes you speak about a new CD for a new LP It depends. Mm-hmm. For me, why we take a long time to release this album? This is because you have to find the best musician with you, or maybe we have some we have to wait to find some new direction. It's very long between your different album now.
Oh yeah, why it took so long? Well, life got in the way, really, and half of Wild Street 3 was written in this period between like 2010 and 2014, right? And in 2014, I was doing a different project that was sort of like electronic, sort of, and Japanese rock influenced. It was called Rave or Kill, and we only put out two songs. But yeah, like Jimmy and I had written these songs, and the demos were, they're not that different, you know, a little different than what came out at the end. Like, they're much, Wild Street 3 is much better than our demos, you know what I mean? But it's like,
yes,
like arrangement, melody wise, it's not that different. But so we took those, the best of these, you know, 50 some songs that we wrote between this period. And we wrote some newer ones like Tennessee Cocaine, Set It Off. The lead single is called Mother, and it's a little different, you know, it's a little darker than some other Wild Street stuff, but it's one of the newer ones. And we put all these songs together, and it sounded like a complete, a complete album, or it sounded like it was a good fit for the album.
Yeah, bah, donc je lui demandais effectivement, il y a eu presque 10 ans entre les deux albums, hein, donc c'est long. Et comme il disait au début, ça partait un peu dans tous les sens, des sons japonais, de l'électronique, enfin, il y en avait partout. Et puis en fin de compte, il s'est dit on va attendre qu'on se remette un peu d'aplomb. Et puis les dernières chansons sont très bien. Là, pour le coup, je vous invite à aller regarder sur la page YouTube de Wild Street. Il y a vraiment des très bons titres. One of my favorite songs is Tennessee Cocaine. I like the spirit of this song. It's very not sleaze, but very, what is the sound of Wild Street, I think. Do you think this is where we are today with Wild Street? The same approach, like Speed It Off, Tennessee Cocaine, and something like that. This is what you expected, Eric?
Well, yeah, I think that Tennessee Cocaine and Set It Off embody a lot of what Wild Street, you know, was, and you know, and but they're updated, you know what I mean? So it's like it's not so far from what Wild Street has always done, and so we're always going to have songs that are like that, you know. I think Tennessee Cocaine is one of my favorite Wild Street songs. I also think that, you know, I guess I'm not the most, like, you know, I can't really judge my own music, you know what I mean?
But
like,
no, for sure. Like, it's very difficult, yeah.
With that said, I also know that Jimmy and I and the other guys, you know, we're a band. There's four of us. There's Lachlan Driver, who plays drums, Dominic Martez, who plays guitar. They're both amazing. And it's like, I forget where I was going with that, but hey, that's my band.
Yes. Donc je disais effectivement les dernières chansons, donc Speed It Off, Tennessee Cocaine sont vraiment des très bonnes chansons. Et est-ce que c'était là où il voulait? Est-ce que c'était ce qu'il avait envie? Et oui, il a l'air d'y aller. Et puis je pense que ça va être aussi un album qui va être intéressant parce que c'est quand même un très bon titre. J'invite pour ceux qui n'ont pas regardé d'aller sur la page YouTube et d'aller regarder la vidéo sur YouTube de Tennessee Cocaine, Speed It Off, Still Love You. C'est les derniers titres qui sont sortis, sont vraiment très très bien, et je pense que l'esprit de Wild Street, Spirit of Wild Street, est dans les derniers titres.
Spirit of Wild Street.
Spirit of Wild Street. Donc il nous disait aussi, donc son groupe, hein, donc Eric Jack, il est chanteur, guitariste. Il y a Locke à la batterie et aux vocals, Dom, lead guitar, Johnny D is not part, Jimmy Marlowe à la guitare, et Dom, lead guitar et vocals, ils sont quatre, et je pense qu'ils ont perdu leur bassiste en route. So this is not the spirit of Wild Street, but this is a band called Wild Street, four guys, totally crazy, with a lot of fun. Yeah! So, Eric, maybe some words about some songs maybe that we have to build now. When I listen Tennessee Cocaine, Speed It Off, I see the spirit now for I Know Rock, Motley Crue, and of some bands of the 80s. Is this band, is it some inspiration for you, or you are just a big fan of this 80s with the band I Know Rock, Motley Crue, and something like that from LA, and we keep the spirit on Wild Street?
Well, yeah, the way I think about it is when I was like just starting to play guitar, and like my early influences were like Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, like, you know, whatever was around then. And so like, I can't help but have it be an influence in our music. You know, we can't help it because we all like kind of like it. But it's not the be all and end all of the music that we create. Like, we definitely don't try to be Motley Crue, because if you listen, if you really listen to Wild Street, do we really sound that 80s? I don't know, but there is an 80s influence, you know?
Yeah. Donc, je lui disais, quand on écoute un peu les dernières chansons, est-ce qu'il y a effectivement dans les années 80, il y avait Motley Crue, Hanoi Rock, est-ce que ce sont des groupes sur lesquels il s'inspire? Bah, il y a aussi, il parle de Def Leppard, on parle de tous ces grands groupes des années 80, et je trouve que le Set It Off, il a un petit côté Def Leppard. Just to come back to Set It Off, Eric. When I listened for the first time this single, because by chance you sent me before the release of the Spotify and so on, we sent me this Set It Off. I said, "Oh, this is a song like Def Leppard." So it seems like for Set It Off, it's more inspired about Def Leppard now.
Somewhat, yeah. Like we were definitely trying to write an arena rock song. Now, Jimmy and I co-wrote the song with our friend. His name is Alvin Anthony. He's an awesome producer, awesome songwriter. And the funny thing about this song is that we sat in this room in my apartment with no instruments, and we wrote the song lyrically and melodically, and then built the arrangement around it, right? And so which I think is pretty cool. But yeah, we were trying to, like, you know, all kinds of arena rock and huge, you know, hook kind of sing along, catchy choruses kind of music. Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, and it goes like, and you know, Queen, you know, it's like, it's that kind of song, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, obviously modern influences too, because you know, We didn't stop listening to music in 1989, you know what I mean?
Ouais, donc comme il a dit, quand on écoute Set It Off, moi j'écoutais, enfin je l'ai eu un petit peu avant, alors je l'ai écouté un petit peu plus, et puis je me suis dit, tiens, ça ressemble un peu à ce que fait Def Leppard, et en discutant avec lui, donc ils l'ont écrit à trois avec Jimmy et leur ami là, et puis donc derrière, effectivement, il y a différentes sonorités, on parle de Queen, on parle de toutes les influences, et derrière donc, quand c'est bien foutu, bah il dit que il est très content du résultat final, et ça reste quand même un bon titre. Eric, before we leave, and before I think we you go to the birthday party of Jimmy for sure, I would like to say first of all, thank you very much, and I have two last questions for you. The first one is very difficult, I think. Okay. What are your top three all-time favorite album?
Top three all-time favorite albums.
Oh, maybe we come back tomorrow.
I'll say maybe we should come back to that one. I'll tell you some albums I can't live without, right? You know, some albums that rock me so hard every time I listen to them, no matter what state of mind, like I just can't help but rock out to them. Appetite for Destruction.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, for sure.
Shout at the Devil. Okay. Yeah. These are all going to be like, these are like I'm in like the worst mood and I just need something that's familiar that I know is going to be awesome. And it's something I've liked my whole life. Right. And, you know, High and Dry, Def Leppard. That's, right. You know,
yeah.
So. Back in Black.
It's four.
I can keep going. That's just stuff that's.
Yeah, not, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know it's a very difficult question, but this is when, if you have to live in Iceland, for sure we have to pick up some 3 dicks. So, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, Motley Crue, Shot at the Devil, and Def Leppard, High and Dry. Congratulations, Eric. This is most probably three of the big album since the beginning of the music, for sure. That's a good choice. Bah, donc, il le dit, hein, donc vous avez compris. Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard et Motley Crue. Ouais, c'est pas mal quoi comme choix, c'est sympa. Eric, before we leave, maybe first of all, thank you again for your time. I know this is 1 p.m. In New York. You had the birthday party of your guitar player. And maybe after that, we have to pass a lot of time with your bands. So thank you so much. Just before we leave, do you have a message for the listener in France? It's your turn now. Maybe if you have some question, don't hesitate.
Okay, I'm going to say some stuff. So I want to thank our record label, Golden Robot Records, and No Name Agency for hooking us up. Right, everybody can listen to Wild Street, and we're on Instagram, Wild Street Official, Facebook, Wild Street NYC, on Twitter, Wild Street, on YouTube, Wild Street, and just about us. So, but I thank you, everyone from everywhere who's been supporting us for like 14, 15 years now, and and I promise, like, when everything is cool, we're going to come and rock you, you know?
So, yeah.
So, you know, again, thanks for your support, and thank you for your time, and thank you.
And see you on stage in Europe. Bah, comme il le dit, donc il a remercié son label, No Name Agency, tous les gens qui écoutent. Allez, foncez, écoutez. Allez sur la page Facebook de Wild Street, sur le Instagram de Wild Street, sur le YouTube de Wild Street. Il y a tous les clips. Il y a des sessions avant. Il y a des behind the scene sur la page YouTube. Allez regarder. Je vous rappelle donc que le dernier single, Sell It Off, il est sorti le 15 février. Foncez de l'écouter. Allez l'acheter. Le disque, bah, on l'aura en mai, on l'écoutera. Et puis, si vous voulez l'écouter, il est sur Vinyl Time. Il y a les trois derniers titres. Donc, on Vinyl Time, you can listen Sell It Off, Tennessee Cocaine, and Still Love You with Live During 20 Years. And you can find this music of Wild Street on Vinyl Time Classic Rock Radio. Le Doc vous remercie. So, Eric, the Doc said thank you so much. Take care about you. Take care about this crazy situation with the COVID. Cross finger to see you in France as soon as possible. And before we leave, we have the last jingle for Eric and for the Wild Street fans. So, si vous avez juste deux secondes, vous restez. J'ai fait un petit jingle de fin. Et puis, on se retrouve donc demain, 18h, en direct dans Last Ride. Et puis, Eric, bah, j'espère qu'on le reverra rapidement sur scène. Eric, thank you so much. Have a nice birthday party with the rest of the band. Enjoy. Said happy birthday to Jimmy for me. And cross finger to see you everywhere. I don't know, in UK, in Sweden, or in France, Belgium, or something like that, for sure. We pass a lot of fun time with Wild Street on stage. This crazy. And we have to kick some ass off Wild Street. For sure. Thanks so much, Eric. This is for you. This is the last single for Wild Street. Sell it off. 15 février, vous pouvez y aller. C'est dans les bonnes crèmeries.
Set it off.